Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're here again, just like we are each and every week, with the latest and greatest home improvement information that you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we've got lots of emails. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. We would certainly encourage you to give us a call anytime on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Also, you can send us emails. We certainly appreciate the wonderful emails that we get each and every week. You can send one right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. A few of the things we're going to tackle this week. This is something that I certainly know that you dealt with, Joe, with that wonderful tile book you wrote.
What's that?
Is about sometimes grout is what you need to use most of the time, but every now and then, maybe a grout, some caulking with the same color grout is the way to go when you have those areas that you might have just a little bit of movement.
Yeah, typically when you have tile joining any surface that's not tile, such as a tub or a piece of wood trim, you use caulk instead of tile because those two materials, because they're different, will expand and contract and move differently. Mm-hmm. And caulk has some flexibility to it, so that will absorb that movement much better than grout, of course, which dries pretty hard.
You know, another thing we're going to tackle is if you can remove stains from vinyl flooring. You know, vinyl flooring's been around forever and ever and very durable. Of course, there's different grades of vinyl, just like there is any type of flooring. Good, better, best. And can you remove the stains on that? We're going to we're going to kind of explore that a little bit because we have a homeowner that's worried about that a little bit. Also, checking in with Chelsea Lipford Wolf, my daughter, will be coming by to tell us about her latest project that she's working on with our friends from Tight Bond. And Joe, let me tell you, her head is spinning with all the things that's happening in her life right now with the new house and all of the plans.
Yes.
She's thinking about the big shows we're going to be taping on that particular project. And after you walk through with it, you realize we've got a lot of material to work with there, don't we?
Yeah, I walked out a lot faster than I walked in because there are so many projects. For our listeners that didn't hear this maybe a month or so ago, maybe a little more. Chelsea and her husband Brandon bought a brand new family home, brand new to them, but it's a home that was built in the 50s, I think, and not been remodeled from day one. So you walk through there, it's a little like a time capsule, and it's actually in great shape. It just needs complete updating. Like, I don't know if is there any room they're not going to be updating?
No,
they will be
touching every surface inside and out on that project. And
so will you.
Absolutely. I'll be right in the middle of it, too. She timed this just right to make sure that I had my house complete and ready for another project here. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk a little bit with Chelsea about the status of what we're calling Chelsea's Ranch Revival, because it is a ranch-style home and should be a very exciting time as we go through that journey and putting all of that back together for over the next year. Another thing is, you know, we love our yards and we can't ignore them during the winter time. And there are things that you can do proactively to your grass to really make it survive the winter and make it thrive during the spring. So we'll touch on a little bit of that. What about a simple solution, Joe? You always have a good one for us each hour.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away too much, but, you know, we all buy tubes of caulk and we open them up. And how often do you use a whole tube of caulk on one job? Almost never, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you do use a whole tube, you usually have to buy a second tube. So now you emptied one and you started a second one. And how do you seal it up? Because we often say, you know, if you're going to buy caulk, buy the best caulk you can and use the most appropriate caulk for the job. But they're relatively expensive. You know, you can buy $5, $6, $7 for a tube of caulk these days. So you want to get every drop of it out of that container. And how do you seal it up?
Right,
there's a lot of products you can buy, and almost never, I've not found one that really worked that well, but I came up with a simple solution that works great, and I'll be sharing it with you a little later in the show.
Perfect. I also wonder on different caulking companies. We actually spoke with a caulking company about this one time, about making half tubes. if you just did the same size, you know, in diameter, but you just made it half the size, the caulking gun would still work. And, you know, you have so many situations, especially when you're remodeling, that you really only need just, let's say, a few teaspoons of caulk.
Right.
And you wonder, you know, you hate to open up that brand new $6 or $7 tube. By the way, the other day I spent $26 for one tube of caulk. And believe me,
where did you buy that? At Tiffany's?
Well, it was a marine caulk for caulking cracks on a boat. Because as you know, I've been battling a leak on a boat.
Is this your dad's boat?
53-year-old boat. I'm determined.
It's mostly caulk at this point. He built it out of wood, but it's mostly caulk.
I'm determined to have it float once again. So I needed that tip on how to close that up. Because I'm hoping what I did to it is good hopefully I don't need it again. But if I do, then $26, that was hard to write that check. Hey, another thing we want to remind you about, of course, we are going into the colder times of the month. And you know the things that, you know, we remind you about a lot of times, having your heating system serviced, make sure your fireplace is in good shape. But a few of the other things, you know, we get calls all the time, and I have my whole career, about my crown molding is starting to separate from the ceiling. It looks like it is falling. Well, what happens, again, we talk about the expansion and contraction in homes. Your crown molding may start showing a little crack right at the ceiling, and that's something that's just inevitable sometimes, because you have the differences. Maybe the attic's a little colder than the room. You have that little expansion and contraction. But, Joe, you know, it's amazing how there will be a predominant crack, and then when the summertime comes around, all of a sudden the crack disappears.
That's why people sometimes get confused when we tell them, well, you might not need to do anything. It's like, well, wait a minute. Is my ceiling getting blown off my house? Is the crown molding coming down? What's actually happening? There's a phenomenon known as truss lift. And if you have truss, if your roof was built with trusses, they move. All those pieces are usually stamped together with metal connectors. And when they move, they can literally lift the ceiling. And we're only talking about, you know, 16th, maybe an eighth of an inch. I've never seen it lift much more than an eighth of an inch. Mm-hmm. And the crown molding is often nailed only to the wall. Ordinarily, they try to nail it to the ceiling joist as well, but there's not always a ceiling joist there. But in any case, the drywall ceiling will lift up a little bit. But as Danny mentioned, in spring or summer, it usually drops back down. So if you see that happening, it doesn't usually happen throughout the entire house. It might only happen in one or two rooms, depending on where this movement is most dramatic. But yeah, and people say, well, can I just caulk it? Yeah, I guess you could caulk it. And then in the spring, I'm not really sure what would happen. I guess it would just squish the caulk down. I don't think it would ruin anything. Mm-hmm. But come the next winter, the caulk's not going to stop it from, you know, it's not going to stretch that much probably. So yeah, that's an interesting thing. Like, suddenly, why is my crown molding falling off the ceiling? Well, it's not actually. The ceiling is leaving your crown molding. It's just the opposite.
Exactly. Now, if you're up on a ladder and maybe you're working on some crown molding, installing some crown molding anytime during the year, you're going to notice that it's quite a bit warmer at the upper part of the room. Naturally, that heat is rising, and it's amazing how it can be maybe 8 or 10 degrees warmer up at the ceiling area than it is down where you're sitting. Well, that's why turning your ceiling fan on the clockwise direction while you're looking up at it, you want it to be clockwise. There's a little bitty switch on 99% of ceiling fans right up along the where your maybe your pull string is and so forth. You'll find one little switch, and you switch it to change the direction to clockwise. And what it does is it blows up, and that forces that heat to return back down through the wall, around the walls, and back down to where you're living. It's pretty amazing what a difference that can make. But you always use it on low, and you'll see a big difference in returning that heat that you're doing. Also, we want you to stay safe. Carbon monoxide detectors, smoke detectors, make sure, just don't assume they work. Matter of fact, after 10 years, you need to replace the entire unit, because after 10 years, they're not considered safe or accurate. And certainly technology now is much better than it was 10 years ago. And the good news, these things are so inexpensive and so easy to install. So make sure that you do that. And also, if you're using a space heater, make sure you're plugging it directly in whenever possible, or use a heavy duty cord if you need to extend it a little bit. And the officials say, please do not use it overnight, because things can can overheat, and you want to make sure you get one with a tip-over device because, Joe, you know, if you kick that thing over, if you don't have one of them, and almost all of them now are UL-approved and have the
yes.
tip-over switch,
yeah.
so important to have that.
Yeah, and if you've never owned one of those, tipping over to turn it off is a it doesn't need to be tipped over. I just bumped into one once and it turned off. So it only needs to move very, like a quarter of an inch out of level, and the thing tips off, turns off. But that's important. And when Danny's talking about a heavy-duty cord, if you're not sure what that is, you can always just buy, their cords are, they're called air conditioning cords or refrigerator cords. Mm-hmm. And they're relatively short. I don't think I've ever seen one longer than 6 foot. But they're pretty affordable and they're very heavy gauge.
That's right. We want to keep you safe. We want you to have some fun around your house. I know you're going to be spending a lot more time inside your home, so think about some of those projects you'd like to tackle during the winter months and let us know how we can help you make sure that you get it done. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're glad you're with us. We're just getting started on this hour, and we've got a lot of information to share with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At the Home Depot, we improve things this holiday season. We've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not gonna miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the nationally syndicated Today's Homeowner radio show, heard coast to coast on great radio stations like this one, KWOC AM 930 and 93.3 FM in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Poplar Bluff, Danny, is located in southeastern Missouri, and it's known as the gateway to the Ozarks for its proximity to the Ozark Mountains. And it's home to Mid-Continent Steel and Wire, which is not a company most people are familiar with, but it's the country's largest nail manufacturer, and this one plant produces more than half of the nails sold in the U.S.
Wow.
So that's pretty interesting. And it's also the hometown of Scott Innes. Now, most people wouldn't know that name. I certainly didn't. But he's an American voice actor who's best known as the voice of Scooby-Doo. Remember
wow.
the old cartoon Scoop? Someone made a career out of
wow.
doing the talking dog in those animated TV shows and eventually became a movie, I believe.
I'll bet he gets tired of being asked to do the dog voice. Come on. Do it.
he should charge every time he does.
He should. Yeah, I'd imagine that. And you know, making a living as a voice talent and so forth is pretty interesting. Of course, our engineer Dennis Gould has done that for many, many years, and things have changed a lot over the years. But boy, you have to be careful when you're at a ball game hollering too loud because you might not be able to work for a week. You know,
lose
your voice or something like that, or and karaoke in a smoke-filled bar? Oh, no, never, ever do that. That's not the way to go. Hey, we certainly want you to engage with us anytime and go to the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420, which is where Brandon is right now from Colorado. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so you're in the middle of a bathroom remodeling. Tell us what you're up against.
Well, I've got some large format tiles, 12 by 24, and I hired a tile contractor, and he is recommending that I use a silicone caulking instead of grout on the grout lines, not just in the corners, but throughout the entire shower. And my grout lines are about 1/16 of an inch, and everything in my body is telling me no.
Hmm.
It's always good to listen to your body, Brandon.
Yeah, I wonder what the reason for it is. I'll tell you though, we've got the authority on tile right here with Joe Truini. Wrote one of the best ceramic tile and different type of tile installation books in the country. Joe, have you run across something like this? I mean, a lot of times we'll use a flexible caulk when you're maybe have some tile running up to a tub or something that's real stationary. That grout tends to roll out of there sometimes. But, Joe, what would you say on a shower wall like this?
Yeah, Brandon, my body's saying the same thing. This is not my bathroom. I'm not sure. I mean, unless he gives you a good reason. And this is a tile contractor, so, and I'm sure this isn't the first time he's done it. And I'm not really sure why. It's probably not any cheaper. Maybe it's a little easier, but I'm out of a loss for words. As Danny mentioned, ordinarily you only use caulk where the tile butts up against a different type of material. That's why when you're tiling the wall around a bathtub where that last course or the first course of tile that sits right on the bathtub, you usually put caulk in there, not grout, because the tub moves, especially when it's filled with water and someone stands in it,
right.
It has a tendency to set down a little bit. And the grout's more, is harder, and the caulk is more forgiving. It's more flexible. You only have 1/16-inch wide joints, which is about as thin as I've ever seen. So you would have to use an unsanded grout, or you can try a single component grout. Custom Building Products makes one called Fusion Pro. And that one actually you can use for filling joints as small as 1/16 up to 1/2 inch. So you can use it on most jobs. I don't have any good reason to why you'd want to use caulk unless he can give you one, but I wouldn't do it. I would use, and the other thing that grout does, because it's hard, almost as hard as the tile, is it supports the edge of the tile more than the caulk would. And since these are big tiles, I think these are like 12 by 24, I think you said, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
He should have used a thin-set mortar that's called LFT, large format tile, which is specifically designed for larger tile. So if he did that, I assume he did, I mean, I would definitely use, I would use grout, the right grout, not caulk.
You know, something over the years I've always fallen back on is the old industry standard. You know, if you were to Google that,
right.
Industry standard for ceramic tile and grout, you will not find silicone in that equation. So I always go back to that, even though, you know, a skilled tiler like this, maybe that's been successful for them in the past, but the pros, the industry leaders that dictate these industry standards say, no, you got to use grout, unsanded grout for that. So that's what I think I would go with.
I think that's what I'm going with too.
Good, Brandon. There's one other thing I just thought of. If you have to, at some point in the future, remove what's between those tiles, as even though grout's a lot harder, it's actually easier to remove because you can just scratch it out, grind it out. With caulk, imagine pulling caulk out from all those joints.
It would take months,
and I'm not sure you'd even get it all out, and then what? So I think there are a lot of reasons why you should go with grout, not caulk.
Well, that answers my question. I do have a follow-up just real quick. On the corners where the shower meets at the 90-degree angle, I've seen, you know, things on the internet as well, you know, as far as grouting those. My direction to him was to try to get grout into those corners as well and then follow up with, you know, a grout-colored silicone to cover those just to make sure that those gaps are covered. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think you'd need both. Yeah, excuse me, Dan. I don't think you'd need both. I don't think you'd need grout covered with caulk or vice versa.
Okay.
And again, if this tile is butting up against the shower, which is whatever it's made out of, unless it's made out of tile, I would put in caulk in that situation.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
Of course, Brandon. Good luck.
Our pleasure, Brandon. Best of luck on that, and have a great week. Thank you a lot. All right. Hey, we always want to hear from you, and email is a very easy way to reach out to us, todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Mary in Pennsylvania did just a few days ago. She wrote us and said, "Hi, Danny, I have a question about my lawn. We spend countless hours and quite a bit of money to keep the grass green all summer long. Now that the weather is turning colder, what should we do to make sure the lawn survives the winter? winter and comes back green next spring. Thanks so much. We listen to your show every Saturday morning on WNPV 1440 in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. We appreciate that, Mary. And yes, it is a good idea to really think about your lawn and think about some of the things that you need to do to get ready for winter. This is a good time of the year to do any aerating, to go ahead and use an aerator to really penetrate the surface of the grout and kind of loosen it up a little bit. And then you can back dress it with some good topsoil, or sometimes a lot of people use sand and a few other amendments. And Joe, I wonder what are some of the other things that Mary might think about doing in her lawn?
Well, besides aerating, I mean, she'd want to continue mowing the lawn and watering the lawn right straight through to fall. And then they usually recommend the last two cuttings, you lower the mowing deck a little bit. You never remove more than a third of the blade of grass, but you want to lower it, and you want to cut it relatively low the very last time. And aerate. You want to rake up any leaves, of course. Any matted leaves will kill the grass, so you got to get all the leaves up. And you might want to put down a fertilizer or a broadleaf herbicide now in the fall. Most people think that lawns are dying back, but what they're actually doing is they're absorbing as much energy as possible right now. So now is really a good time to take care of your lawn to ensure that come spring it'll be healthy and eventually turn back green.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think about it when you might end up with a little bit of, you know, snow and sleet and that type of thing in the Pennsylvania area, but certainly well worth some being proactive like that. And Mary, we certainly appreciate you listening to the show there in Pennsylvania, as well as sending us an email. We appreciate that. Hey, coming up, we're talking about a lot to do with grout. We're going to be talking about a very interesting, simple grout that's pre-mixed. I'll share that information with you in just a little bit. And also another great Today's Homeowner giveaway that we're going to tell you about. That is very important element of your home to keep your home and your family a lot safer. We're going to share that and a whole lot more with you when we come back here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. More and more homeowners are taking on their own tile projects these days, and one of the reasons is that materials are getting easier and easier to use. Simple Grout, pre-mixed grout from Custom Building Products is a great example of that. It's a no-mix, no-mess alternative to traditional grout. This sanded, shrink, and crack-resistant formula also resists common household stains. Simple Grout can be used with ceramic, mosaics, porcelain, and stone tile, as well as granite, for grout joints from 1/16 of an inch to a 1/2 inch. It's designed for interior use only, and it's suitable for wet areas like tub surrounds, shower floors, and shower walls. And because it's so easy to use, it's also great for grout restoration projects. For more information on Simple Grout, go to HomeDepot.com. We actually used some of this just last week. Chelsea and a homeowner put up a beautiful mosaic backsplash in a kitchen, and this was just great because it's, you know, resistant to a lot of the cracking and so forth, and certainly the stains. It was perfect for that kitchen area.
Yeah, it's called scoop and spread.
Yeah.
No mixing involved.
That's right, exactly. Hey, let's go to the Today's Homeowner Hotline right now. We're headed up to North Dakota. Pat's on the line. Pat, welcome to the show.
So good to hear you, too.
Oh, well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. What's going on with this this linoleum floor you have a little problem with?
Well, number one, we're in an apartment, and the linoleum in the kitchen, in front of the stove and the sink, we had throw rugs, you know, the scatter rug type thing. And for a period of 2 years, Well, when it first started, we didn't think anything of it, of course, so I hope it isn't too late. For about 2 years, those rugs have been down and washed, of course, but leave a yellow-type stain that almost has a tint of orange in it. And we've tried so many products.
Wow. Yeah, that because usually with a vinyl floor, because one of the, you know, vinyl or linoleum, it has that plastic on top that prevents any kind of staining from going through. Joe, do you think something maybe has gotten down past that barrier? And what would you suggest on that?
Yeah, Pat, these are, people often say it's a linoleum floor when it's actually a vinyl floor. Are these tiles?
They look like tile, but...
Okay. It's not a sheet floor. It's a tile, like individual pieces glued down.
Oh, no. It's a sheet.
Oh, okay. Then it's probably not linoleum. It's probably vinyl. Either way, the reason I ask is because vinyl's a lot easier to clean than linoleum, especially because linoleum's so old and it's a little more porous. When things soak into it, it's a lot harder. Either way, I think what I would try is... just try this in one small spot where you see these yellow-orange stains, is just pour on some water, could be just regular tap water, and then sprinkle lots of baking soda on top, and then just wait. Let it sit there for, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then just try scrubbing it off with a soft cloth. Just see if that does anything, because it's the baking soda is a little bit abrasive and is a good cleanser, so that alone might work. And if it takes out most of the stain, not all of it, then obviously I would just repeat it and see if you can get it back to the original color. And the only other thing
Joe,
you might...
Joe, I have to tell you, we did use baking soda. In fact, on Google, they said even put lemon juice with it or vinegar.
Right. Yeah,
we tried both.
And neither worked?
Very little came off.
Very little, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you let it soak in for a little bit?
Yes, we did. Yeah. One evening, I was so frustrated. Excuse me. I was so frustrated, I left it on all night and covered it with saran wrap.
Yeah, that's a good trick because it keeps it from evaporating. Well, if it worked a little bit, then you may need to redo it. The other thing is, I know that, are you familiar with Mr. Clean Magic Erasers?
Yeah, we tried
it was like
that.
A white foam. Mm-hmm. Did you try that? Okay,
because
I heard that can take stains out of like vinyl siding and that kind of thing. So I thought it might work on the vinyl floor. I've not actually tried that. If this is an older floor, the wear layer on the top may have worn off, which is why it's called a wear layer, I guess. And that would expose the flooring underneath, which needed the protection in the first place. And that would be more porous, and that would stain more easily. So I'm not sure. Other than replacing the flooring or getting a bigger rug that covers it, I'm not sure what I could suggest, since you've tried everything I was going to suggest, or I did suggest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boy, sometimes those stains will penetrate down in there, and you can't pull them out of there. But if the baking soda did work a little bit, like Joe said, I would try it again. Maybe the second time around, it'll work even more. But boy, we don't have a magic solution for you on this one, Pat.
Well, thank you anyway.
Did you try vinegar? Vinegar and baking soda?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried CLR, calcium lime rust. We've tried so many products.
Hmm.
The only other thing I could think, Danny and I occasionally suggest a product. It's kind of like Comet, but it's called Barkeeper's Friend.
Okay. I have some here in my apartment, yeah.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Try that. It's slightly less abrasive than Comet or Ajax, something like that, so it shouldn't scratch up the floor. But try that and let us know if that works.
Good. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
We always enjoy your tips at the end of the show.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Good.
Well, stay tuned.
There's one coming up. Okay, Pat. Well, thanks so much. Sorry we couldn't help you more on that, but hopefully that Barkeeper's Friend will help you out a little bit.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Okay, well, thank
you. You're welcome.
You take care. Hey, I want to tell you real quick that October is Fire Prevention Month, and we're partnering with our friends at Leviton for a special giveaway to help keep your family safe. It's the 20-a-day AFCI giveaway. For your chance to get an AFCI completely free, head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Now, if you're asking yourself, what's an AFCI? It stands for Arc Fault Circuit Interrupter. An AFCI looks a lot like a regular electrical outlet when it's installed, but it can literally save your life by preventing electrical fires. AFCIs detect arcs in your wiring and will immediately cut the power off to keep you and your family safe. Now, you can learn more about about it by going to leviton.com/AFCI and make sure you enter the giveaway. Today'shomeowner.com/giveaway. Don't wait. Enter now through November 8th. That's an extremely important thing, and I'm glad we're able to partner with Leviton to be able to give away 20 AFCIs per day. So again, today'shomeowner.com/giveaway. Best of luck to you on that. With that, those are pretty good odds when you have that many of them given away like that. So best of luck to you on that. Hey, coming up, we've got a lot more information, including checking in with Chelsea to see what she's been up to on her wonderful award-winning web show. So we'll tell you more about that and the project she's featuring this month. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Titebond.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Titebond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Titebond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Titebond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Looking for an easy DIY project? Here's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters. I'm Danny Lipford, and I'm here to tell you that the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deitch Coatings is a great stay-at-home project. This real stone countertop kit comes with everything needed to transform up to 40 square feet of surface space. Choose from 10 colors, and right now the kit is priced under $125 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com to order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Say no to cold, drafty windows this winter with a Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kit. The kit helps block drafts with puncture-resistant rolled film that's 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. The easy-to-use roll of film means there's no measuring needed. Once it's in place, just cut it to size. And the crystal-clear film means you don't have to sacrifice your view for comfort. Say no to the cold and visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Titebond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show with me, Danny Lipford, my co-host Joe Truini, and we're very happy to have on the phone my daughter, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf from Checking In with Chelsea. How are you today, dear?
Woo, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
we're great. Hi, Chelsea.
We're doing fine. You're out doing a little videotaping today, I understand, but you recently finished up a brand new episode for Checking In with Chelsea. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I love creating projects that help you organize, but also kind of add to the decor of your house. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did for our playroom. We had this rickety old clothes rack for the kids' dress-up clothes. Mm-hmm. And so I built a brand new one out of just some simple 1x2s. Mm-hmm. And you know, made it a little bit bigger, so it's a little bit more substantial and sturdy than what we had before. And the cool thing, I like to challenge myself, and I built it without any fasteners. So it's all held together with tight bond wood glue.
Is that right?
And, yeah, and so since it's an interior project, I used their original wood glue in the red bottle. So it's all the plans and the how-to steps are online now at checkinwithchelsea.com. So you can see it. And I even finished off the end. I used a wooden dowel for the actual like rod, and capped the ends of the dowels with a little white ball of foam.
Oh, I
so,
see.
Like, you know, like the craft foam that you get at the craft store.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just used some tight bond glue and popped those on the end for a little decorative accent.
How about that? And the thing about it is, you know, if you're painting something like that, it's great that you never have to worry about any of the nails or screws and trying to, you know, recess those, putty those, and things like that if you can hold it all together with glue. I guess you use some clamps of some kind?
Yeah, I clamped it together, and also the dowels kind of hold the 1x2 legs together as well. But I decided not to paint or stain mine because I can always do that later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the natural wood color. But that's the nice thing about using the tight bond wood glue too, is that it's sandable. If you use a little bit too much glue, you can sand it off and still stain your project without messing up the color of the stain.
Right. Well, that's great. And so many people that have the, you know, the little dress-up clothes and so forth, like they just have them just thrown in a basket or something like that. But
right.
I bet the kids love having that to be able to hang them up and see what they have.
That's right. And the trick to making it all look nice is matching hangers.
Matching hangers? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I think those foam balls on the end were a great idea, because sooner or later your son Gus is going to yank that thing over, and if it bonks his sister on the head, you know, she won't even hardly feel it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
And the thing that I think a lot of people might not realize about the glues, that the way tight bond is formulated, these wood glues, when they're formulated to soak into the wood grain, and when they dry, they're actually harder and stronger than the wood itself. So if you ever glue two pieces of wood together and try pulling it apart, you don't need nails or screws half the time, other than
right.
maybe to hold it in place till the glue dries. Because once
right.
that glue is dry, you'll split the wood long before that joint fails because of the glue itself. So yeah, I think that's a great spot to use it.
Yep. So all the details and the pretty pictures are at on my website, checkinwithchelsea.com.
And you need to check in with Chelsea on a regular basis. She's providing some little sneak peek of some of the things that are going to be happening with the big Chelsea Ranch Revival renovation that we're starting very soon. She's already got a few preliminary things happening, and I know that you're knee-deep in plans and ideas and inspiration, so we look forward to hearing more about that. So get back to taping and smile pretty.
All right. Will do.
Okay.
Bye, Charles.
Again, that's checkinginwithchelsea.com. There are many, many things to see there. A lot of videos, a lot of her web shows that are on there, and a lot of videos that have actually received over 500,000 views. So you need to stop by and check it all out. Also, talking about tight bond, we had an opportunity to sit down with my friend Mark Schroeder, who's the vice president of tight bond, and talk a little bit about glues and adhesives. And that is on a special Today's Homeowner podcast that is live right now. So you can go to todayshomeowner.com/podcast and download it, or wherever you download your podcast, it's waiting on you right there. And I think you'll enjoy it. I mean, he's a very, very smart individual, been with the tight bond for a long time, and you might find out about some things about glue that you're not even aware of. Let's go right to the email patch here, see if we can get one before the break. todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you can send an email. This one came from Salem, Oregon, from Jackie. Hi, Danny and Joe. We're remodeling our master bathroom, and we will be replacing an old and ugly knotty pine vanity. I love the vanity that looks like pieces of furniture, kind of like tables. In any case, my husband's not too keen on the idea and thinks the open shelves are not very useful. Can you change his mind?
It might take both of us.
There you go. What do you think, Joe? I mean, the type of furniture style pieces are very popular. What do you think in a situation like this?
Yeah, they're known as open shelf vanities. They don't have drawers or doors. They're just as the name implies, they have open shelves. And they are pretty cool looking because they do look like freestanding pieces of furniture. The only thing you have to keep in mind is whatever you put on those shelves is going to be visible. So a lot of people will buy wicker baskets that fit in those spaces, you know, for smaller things. Obviously, towels you can fold neatly and put it in there. But I agree with Jackie. I think it's a great look. So I would help her convince her husband to go ahead and install one, see what it looks like in the end. I think he'll end up liking it.
Well, it's a great decorating opportunity to put a little bit of your personality, colors that you like, with different candles and soaps and towels and you know, face cloths and things like that. A lot of different ways that you can really make that look pretty well and have great accessibility, since you're not going to have to open a door to get to whatever you might need in there. So give it a try there, Jackie's husband. It'll be just fine. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, one of the favorite parts of the entire show, our simple solution. Don't go anywhere. It's a good one.
This year, the Home Depot is improving how we do the holidays, starting with our Holiday Gift Center. Find great gifts for any doer and the best prices of the year just for you. Like the top-rated Ryobi One Plus Drill Kit and the DeWalt Atomic Drill Kit. Get easy in-store pickup or even easier home delivery. The Holiday Gift Center, in-store and online, and Black Friday prices now through December. Gift giving improved from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
You know, each and every week we're here on today's Homeowner Radio show. We look forward to every week, and you know, it never gets old. There's so many things around your home that are constantly moving, constantly breaking, constantly need a little upgrade here and there. And that's why information about your home and good current home improvement information is something that should be of interest to everyone. And one of the areas of the home that we like to talk about is the simple little ways that you can improve your home. And we cover it each week here on our Simple Solution. What do you have for us, Joe?
Well, Danny, earlier in the show, we were talking about caulking and sealants and grout and that kind of thing. So this simple solution has to do with that. Tubes of caulk and sealant are not cheap these days, so how do you keep them fresh once you snip off the tip? Well, here's one way. Go to the home center and you can get a length of tubing, clear plastic tubing, and it comes in different diameters, so that the size you want is 5/8 inch diameter by 1/2 inch inside diameter. Okay, so it's sold as a 5/8 inch diameter tubing, but what you're looking for is an inside diameter of 1/2 inch, because you need that to slip over the spout, the plastic spout on the end of the tube. Then just use a pair of snips and cut off a section of tubing, maybe like 4 or 5 inches long, and then heat one end of the tubing. I used an electric heat gun, which works really well because you can control it a little more. Just heat it up until it's almost at a point of melting, then put it in a vise, or if you can use a pair of pliers as well. I happen to put it in a metal vise. Put it in a vise and clamp it closed. What happens is you're sealing, you're heat sealing that end. Now, before you go to use it, and this is important, blow into the open end. Because I did that the first time I did this, and I can feel air coming out, so it wasn't fully sealed. So if that happens, then just reheat it and clamp it again. But ordinarily, I've done this maybe four or five times. Only the first time did I have an issue with it. But anyway, blow in the end, make sure it's completely airtight. And then that's it. You just take it, and after you use your tube of caulk, just slip it, just force it onto the open nozzle, open in the nozzle. Only has to slip on maybe half inch or so. And that's it. Seals out the air 100%.
Oh, boy, that's great. I'm going to go home and try that on that $26 tube of caulking
right.
I just recently purchased because I wrap tape all around it, but I've done that before, and sometimes that just doesn't work out very well.
It leaks. So. Yeah, I've tried every imaginable thing, and some of them work, some of them don't, but this has worked every time.
And when you're talking about that clear tubing, that stuff is really inexpensive. I mean, you don't need much of it. You know, you could buy, you know, a couple feet and take care of every caulking tube you'd ever need right there.
Yeah, so yeah. Some good. Hardware stores sell it in bulk, so you can just buy a foot. And in other places, they sell it in a package. But as then maybe they're like 15 feet long, which is way more than you need. But even that, it's still pretty affordable.
Can you imagine a hardware store, or particularly a home center, and how many different items or SKUs they have
in
a store like that? You know, when you start thinking, and the poor guy that has to take care of all of the screws and bolts and washers and everything, and
trying to organize that department,
that one aisle. Could be a full-time job for someone, and that's one of the cheapest things in the entire store.
That's right.
I don't know.
I still go to an old-fashioned hardware store on occasion, and they have wooden bins full of individual fasteners.
Right.
You can buy one washer
or
one nut if you want. I love that.
And there's always a guy in there that knows right where everything is.
That's right.
Hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a radio station that does not carry the second hour, well, head on over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss it. Thing. And always remember our podcast at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. We'd love for you to join us all week long by downloading our podcast. We're doing a lot of special ones that we drop in from time to time. And so check that out again, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll see you soon.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.